Tomorrow, the Tennessee State Senate will take up a bill tying a family's welfare payments to its kids' grades in school. Parents whose children, quote, fail to maintain satisfactory progress in school would see a 30% reduction in their TANF, that's the Temporary Assistance for Needy Families, or welfare payments. Right now, a single mom and her two children get around $185 a month. That's a month. That would be reduced to $129.50. The bill was amended to include exemptions for children with physical or mental disabilities. A similar bill has been making its way through the Tennessee State House. Democrats are strongly opposed to both. Republicans back them and have a majority in both houses. Tennessee already mandates a 20% cut in welfare benefits if students don't meet attendance standards, and critics say the new bill would put way too much pressure on kids. So what do the backers say in support? Let's talk to one. Republican State Senator Stacey Canfield joins us on the line. Senator Canfield, make your case. Why do you support this bill?
Sure. First off, two misperceptions that are out there is one, this has anything to do with food stamps or WIC or school lunches or the other 15 food programs that the federal government does. This has nothing and will touch none of that whatsoever. It has nothing to do with housing credits or anything like that. What it says is if a child is failing, then we're going to put some responsibility not on the child but on the parent. Perpetual failing children lead to another generation of poverty. So what we're saying is if your child is failing, parents, you have to do something. You have to, one, put your child in a tutoring program. We have them free all over the place. Or you have to enter a parenting course. We have those free. Or three, you just have to go to a parent-teacher conference. Or enter a child in summer school. If you do any of those things, you get your money. If you refuse to do any of those things, refuse, then yes, we're going to take that money and put it back in the program and give it to people who will do those things to help get their children out of generational poverty.
Well, Senator, so as you say, there is a way for parents to avoid the penalty of losing some of their welfare payments by doing one of the things that you listed. But you know the criticism is that before you even get to that, this is putting too much pressure on kids, and poor kids are already under so much pressure in school and already are disadvantaged. There's a petition that's circulating from Clergy for Justice. This is the Tennessee-based clergy organization, and they quoted a woman, a mother who lost her job, and she said there's so many things that are required of parents to make sandwiches, to make special meals, to come in and be involved in activities. Her kids were already failing because she'd lost her job, and this affects kids. And then they were further disadvantaged because they couldn't participate in a lot of these school activities. Their grades start to suffer. I mean, the fact is that poorer kids, whose parents are on welfare, will struggle more in school. Is it unfair to put more of a burden on them to do well so their parents get those payments?
And that's why we took the children out of the equation altogether. It's really all on the parents. It's 100% on the parents to do an absolute minimum to be a part of the child's life.
But, Senator, you say you don't want to put the burden on the kids. You want to put it on the parents. Critics say it just won't work that way. What about kids who are in abusive homes? What about kids whose parents will violently pressure them to get the grades that they need so that the parents get the payments?
Well, first off, I think anybody in an abusive home needs to be out of that home in the first place. So if we have a child in an abusive home, they need to be taken away from there.
But you know that doesn't always happen.
And also, if you continue on and say, well, this could lead to abuse, I have found, and I think every study has shown, that an abuser is always an abuser, and they will find a reason to abuse a child, whether it's the kid's hair is messed up or anything.
Some of the other criticism is that, yes, you have given parents this outlet. They can attend teachers' conferences. I believe it's two. 8-hour parenting class. They can arrange, as you said, tutoring, and you offer free tutoring or enroll kids in summer school. But people have said, these are the parents who are the least likely to be able. These are the parents who miss teachers' conferences and can't make parenting classes because if you are the very lowest income, you are working more hours.
Well, usually, if you're on TANF, you're not working. Actually, those programs are for people who are in job training programs and things along those lines. They're usually not working in the first place. But to say that, you can't show up to two parent-teacher conferences in a year, you can't make that amount of time for your child who is failing so many courses they're not going to move forward to the next grade. I don't think this is some incredibly high burden. I'm not saying these kids have to be straight-A rocket surgeons. We need parents involved in their child's education to end this cycle of poverty.
And by the way, I want to give you an opportunity to say just that you have expressed concern for the children, so that these children don't have to repeat the cycle that their parents are in.
And that's it. You know, if children don't get an education, we are damning those children to really a lifetime of abuse in poverty. If the parents aren't involved, their odds of getting an education fall through the ground.
Blogger Travis Waldron is pointing out that Tennessee's welfare program, which has a maximum benefit of $185 a month. Now, again, as you said, this is not food stamps, but still $185 a month. It hasn't changed since 1996. If the parents don't respond, there's a potential that that $185 a month could drop down to $129 a month. If you really want to help these kids, raise the monthly welfare payments.
Well, one, the number is not correct. That's not how the TANF works. It's not a straight number like that.
Is it ever $185 a month?
Programs.
We're reading.
It can be, yes, it can be.
Yeah, okay.
It can be more. It's all dependent on children and things along those lines.
Uh-huh.
We have 18 federal food programs. I believe there's 7 or 8 different housing credits, cash programs, everything. There's never a problem where these people do not have food, do not have housing. That's not a situation. What we're trying to do is motivate these parents to do something, an absolute minimum, to get these kids out of poverty. And I don't think it's too high a bar to say, show up at 2 parent-teacher conferences a year. Talk to the teachers twice a year if your child is failing. I don't think that's too high a bar.
That's Tennessee State Senator Stacey Camfield on a bill being considered by the Tennessee Senate that would tie a family's welfare payments to their children's grades. Senator Camfield, thanks so much for talking to us about it.
Thanks for having me.
So, on Facebook we asked, would you support Tennessee's plan to tie a family's welfare payments to its kids' grades? The responses have poured in. Elizabeth St. John writes, hell no, and I don't cuss much, but this sets my soul on fire for economic and human equality. Jane Myers, absolutely not. Too many variables for poor kids. Inadequate nutrition, lack of sleep, and medical and dental care. Annie Malloy says, no, that's called kicking someone when they're down. Why not choose a plan that helps a family move forward? There were few in favor, or at least supportive. Raymond Penko says, as a former teacher, yes, so long as all parents are held accountable for their kids' grades. Trin Lynn Wall, I think there definitely needs to be a metric of measurement of school underperformance in kids receiving benefits. I don't think this is it. And if anything, it needs to flag kids who need more help and then get them the help. Amy Waldman-Smith writes, perhaps kids' attendance should be a qualifier, but not grades. Well, let us hear from you at facebook.com/hereandnowradio, on Twitter at hereandnowrobin, or as always, you can leave a comment at hereandnow.org. Take a break. Back with Rita Moreno, Here and Now.